So we're doing the Sha'arei HaKedusha, and he had been discussing that the weight of what happens when a person misses on a mitzvah. And he discussed that the essence of the human being is not the physical. The physical is but a dress for the spiritual. And when we do a mitzvah or lack thereof, then we're affecting the essence of who we are. The body is but a dress for the soul. Should I read the Hebrew and translate, or just translate the English? It's probably better to read and translate, right?
That's okay.
וכמו שלבוש גוף האדם יעשהו האומן בתבנית אברי הגוף, כן עשה הוא יתברך את הגוף שהוא לבוש הנפש בתבנית דיוקן הנפש. Just as the garment that you make for the body has the shape of the body, so too the garment that you make for the soul has the shape of the soul. So the physical body is representative of aspects of the soul, right? The shirt you wear takes the shape of your arms, your body, your chest. The pants take the shape of your feet, right? So the garments take the shape of the body. And if the body is the garment of the soul, then the body too is representative of aspects of the soul. And let's hear what he has to say. דיוקן הנפש ברמח איברים ולהם שסגידים המקשרים את האיברים ולהמשיך על ידם אדם והחיות מעבר לעבר כדמיונות הצינורות. The soul is composed of limbs and sinews, just like the body, spiritual limbs and sinews, and the soul also has these arteries that carry sustenance to the limbs and sinews. V'achal yitzirat haguf, now, I don't know if he's going to expand on this, so let's read it and then we'll see if I have to expand. Let's hear him out. ואחר יצירת הגוף נפח בו נפש חיה כלולה מרמה חברים מוכניים ושסה גידים. And after God formed the body, he blew into the body a spirit, a living spirit, that is composed of 248 limbs, 365 sinews, that are spiritual limbs and sinews. The body has, we say, 248 limbs, physical limbs, and 365 sinews, and the soul has the same correspondence in its spiritual realm. ואז פועלים איברי הנפש פעולתן על ידי הכלים שהם איברי הגוף. And then the parts of the soul act through the parts of the body. Meaning, you want to move a finger? There's a representation of life of that finger in the soul. Yeah? Okay, we're out of time. But this concept is a tremendous concept. I have to see how much he explains. I don't know that much, but...
Well, there's one thing I don't understand. So, for example, if you see a girl with a really attractive, nice physical appearance, does it mean that she also has a good soul?
Sheker achen vehevel ayofi. The beauty is vain unless it is coupled with Isha Yirat Hashem. A woman who is God-fearing plus beautiful, then we say the beauty is a representation. So that's why Chazal tells us Eve, Chava, was the most beautiful woman ever created. She had the most beautiful soul. She was the first woman. She came almost directly from God. Sarah, Chazal say, was so beautiful that all humans next to Sarah are like monkeys next to a human. Chazal tells us, the Torah says, Rachel was beautiful. There were many women who had greatness who also had beauty. And when it goes hand in hand, then the beauty is worth something.
In my opinion, you still can see it. I would say that the amount of attractive and beautiful Jewish woman is much higher than the Jewish.
I don't know. You know, beauty is also a matter of taste. There are different forms of beauty, Chazal tell us. There's beauty that lies in symmetry. You know, a person that has one eye this big, another eye this small.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of beauty. And in the Torah also, there are different descriptions for different forms of beauty. Yefei mar'eh is beautiful looks. Yefei to'ar is a different type of beautiful looks. Meaning there's beauty in figure and symmetry. And then there's other types of beauty. Then there's chein, which just means a person finds favor in people's eyes, but they're not beautiful. If you look, they don't have beauty, but people still like the way they look. That's called chein. Chein. Yeah, chein means that you find favor in people's eyes. They like, you ask them, is he good looking? No. What is it? It's not his smile, it's not this, it's not that. It's the full person together. That's chein. says Esther was no say schein. Doesn't say Esther was beautiful. It says Esther had chein. Everyone liked her. So that means Esther, Chazal say she was green. She didn't even have normal skin color. She wasn't a beauty, but she was attractive. How does that work? Ah, because attraction is, it has at least three components. Three possible components. Okay?